Well, good morning, Harmony. Welcome to our Sunday morning online service. This is Pastor Stephen Baker, and we're glad you could join us. This morning, I'll be preaching on the bad things about Joseph from Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 11. And now we'll get started with some prayer requests. And today, we want to be in prayer for Miss Althea, who's still recovering at home. Also, Miss Virginia, one of our shut-ins, has been in the hospital, and we want to pray for her. We want to pray for Clyde and Myrtle, and want to pray for Miss Myrtle. She had a procedure done and some tests run, so we want to pray for her. And then we want to pray for Andy Crafton. We want to pray for Cindy Crafton, who's been sick. We want to pray for Miss Shirley Evans, who's been sick. And we want to pray just for all the members of our church. We have a lot that are dealing with physical ailments, and we want to pray for our community and for the world. And for peace. There's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of unrest caused by the lockdowns and restrictions and fear due to the virus and everything that's going on. And so we need to pray for peace. And let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll begin the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us be in your house today. I do pray that you would forgive us for our sins. I pray you'd be with all our sick. Pray you'd be with our shut-ins. I pray you'd be with those who have had tests run and those who just need your touch this morning. And I do pray that you would forgive us, fill us with your Holy Spirit, and I pray you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to preach your word. For I ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. So, we're speaking this morning on the bad things about Joseph. So, Joseph is a person that we look to as a type of Christ. In the Old Testament. And he was an extremely moral and godly young man. And so we look to him as an example. And even we see pictures of Jesus Christ and types of Jesus Christ in Joseph. And we'll get into that as we study the last several chapters of Genesis and look at the story of Joseph. But Joseph also was a human being. And his brothers, as we'll study next week, ended up selling him to slave traders. They wanted to kill him, but they ended up selling him into slavery. And so one has to wonder, why would they do that? Because brothers just don't usually do that kind of a thing. And so there were some bad things about Joseph, and we're going to look at that today. In Genesis chapter 37, so starting in verse 1, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. Now, the word stranger means a sojourner. And of course, Isaac, Jacob's father, wandered in the land of promise, but he had no permanent dwelling place there. And so Jacob he's living in the land of promise. But he also is a sojourner, and we see that in the patriarchs, as they were supposed to wander in the land of promise, to sojourn in it, because they were supposed to be looking for the heavenly city, a city who the book of Hebrews describes, a city that's builder and maker is God. And so they were strangers, sojourners, wanderers in the land of promise, but they were looking for a permanent city that God built. And in that way, they are pictures and examples for us, because on this earth, we are strangers. We are, as believers in Jesus Christ, as Christians, as children of God, this world as it is not our home. We are strangers here, and we are seeking a city just like the patriarchs were, whose builder and maker is God. And so they were an example to us. So Jacob dwelt in the land of promise, wherein his father was a sojourner in the land of Canaan. And now we're going to see these things about Joseph. Remember that Joseph was Jacob's son by his favorite wife, Rachel. And he was a son. He was one of his youngest sons. And of course, Rachel had passed away, and Jacob's heart was broken. And so he loved Joseph very much. And we see several bad things that resulted from the father's favoritism of Joseph. And the first thing we see is that Joseph was a snitch. Joseph was a snitch. He was a tattletale. He was a narc. He spied on his brothers. Verse 2 of Genesis 37, these are the generations of Joseph. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. He went and snitched on them. Perhaps they were lazy. Perhaps they were just sitting around doing nothing, letting him do all the work. And he runs and tells Dad, "Dad, Dad, guess what your sons are doing?" So he was a snitch. And they didn't like him because of that. Another thing is Joseph was Dad's favorite. He was his father's favorite child. And that always causes problems amongst siblings. The Bible says, "Now Israel," that is Jacob, "loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." So, Jacob loved Joseph more. That's a terrible thing to do to a child, especially to your other children, to love one more. And it simply means that he favored him. He was his favorite. And he let all the other kids know, "This is my favorite son. I love him more. I like being around him more than the rest of you." And he makes him this special coat of many colors, which basically what it was, a regular man's robe that he would work in would be a short-sleeved robe. And it would be kind of to the knees, and it would be something you could move around in and work in. But Joseph got this special robe and this cloak that his father made for him, or had made for him, no doubt, was a royal robe. It would have had long sleeves, and it would have been longer. And that's kind of what the word indicates. And it probably was colorful. And it was a robe of royalty. And so, while the other children wore the working man's clothes, their brother, who was a snitch and who was his father's favorite, and the father let everybody know, "This is my favorite child, this is the one I love the most," he also got a royal, princely suit of clothes to wear, while the others wore common laborers' clothes. And so they hated him because of all this. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. They didn't have a nice word to say to him. They just despised him. More than likely, when they were sitting around talking at work or at the end of the day around the fire, they would talk about their grudges against Joseph. And I'm sure they let him know that they didn't like him. Maybe they tripped him when he walked by. Maybe they whispered behind his back. But here comes Daddy's favorite. Daddy's favorite's got his princely robe on today. And Daddy's favorite is going to go tell Daddy that we're not working as hard as we're supposed to be. And oh, they could not stand him. They couldn't speak peaceably unto him. And so, the third thing we see, and this is a really bad thing, this is a bad character trait, when you are your father's favorite, when the kids, the other kids, don't like you to begin with, this is a really bad thing to do, but Joseph did it. Joseph liked to rub it in. He liked to rub it in. The Bible says, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Now, why would he tell this dream to his brothers? He certainly didn't need to tell it to his brothers. He had no reason to. And yet, I'm sure in his mind, there was a perfectly good reason. And maybe he thought that this would straighten it out for them and that they'd see the light, that he was the favored child and they were supposed to respect him. But he certainly did rub it in. He said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed." So you can see this 17-year-old coming to these older adults and saying this. "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." So all of theirs worshipped his. "And his brethren said to him, 'Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?' And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words." Now, there have been a lot of men and women, too, that have been hated for their dreams. There have been men assassinated for their dreams. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous speech, "I Have a Dream," and he dreamed of racial equality. And there were people that hated him because of that, and he was assassinated because of that. But there have been many a man that has been hated because of his dreams. But Joseph was only hated because of his dreams because he told them about it. They hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. There was no need for him to say this. Okay, so he dreamed the dream. The dream actually came true. But it didn't come true for years and years and years later when he was a prince in Egypt. There was no need for Joseph to rub it in. But he did. He wanted them to know. He wears the robe around. He's very, no doubt, proud. Wears the robe. Looks at them and thinks, "They're not working hard enough. I need to go tell Dad." And he's his father's favorite, and his dad treats him as a prince. He gives him the princely robe. And so Joseph dreams a dream where they're all worshiping him and bowing down to him. And so he wants to rub it in. And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said. Now they hated him for the first one. But he had another one, and he decided to do the same thing again. Why? Why? Why do the same thing again? The Bible says in the books of Proverbs, as a dog returneth to his vomit, even so a fool returns to his folly. Now, Joseph was not a fool. He was a wise person, but he's also a 17-year-old. He's a teenager. And he's arrogant and foolish in this way. So he dreams a dream, and he's already made him mad the first time, so he rubs it in. He dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren, and said, "And behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him. So even his father is upset by this, and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" And of course, when he was a prince in Egypt, they did. They did. His brethren bowed down to him. But he shouldn't have told it. There was no reason to say this. There are some things that should be left unsaid. There are some things we think that should remain thoughts. They shouldn't be said. They don't need to be said because they make you sound crazy or whatever else. I remember telling my friend something. I'm not going to tell you what I told him, but I told him something that I had thought when I was a teenager. And later on, some of it happened the way I thought it would. And I told him about it, and he said, "Steve, I understand what you're saying, but don't ever tell anybody that again. They'll think you're crazy." And so there are some things, and we've all had them. We've all had these kind of thoughts. You don't want to tell people. And so he had this dream. He didn't need to tell them, but he liked to rub it in. He wanted to make his point. I'm the favorite child. Y'all are going to worship me. Even Dad is going to worship me. He's going to fall down before me. I'm going to be the big man. I'm going to be in charge. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. Now, even though his father rebuked him, the brothers just envy him. But even though the father rebuked him, Jacob thought, maybe there's something to this. I need to observe this. And indeed, there was something to it when he went to Egypt. And there's even something prophetically in this, because if we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 1, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Of course, in Joseph's dream, there were 11 stars. Now, there are 12 tribes of Israel, but they're all, the 11 are falling down and worshiping him, the 12th. But here, in Revelation, we see a history of Israel in this fantastic story about a woman who's clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and upon her head the 12 stars. And it tells how she has a baby, which is the Christ being brought forth, and how Satan tries to destroy the baby and to destroy the woman. And it's a fascinating story, and it gives a miniature history of the nation of Israel and how the devil has tried to destroy God's people and the Messiah. But Jacob was wise to observe this dream, because this dream that Joseph had was significant and was important. But the truth of the matter is, Joseph didn't need to say it to his brothers. He didn't need to tell his brothers. He could have told his father privately, but why tell his brothers? Why rub it in? Why, after you've done it once, do you have to do it again? Why did he feel the need to tattletale? Why did he wear this robe around in front of the brothers and let them know, and then tell them about this dream, these dreams, and let them know, I'm the prince. Y'all are going to worship me. Well, he's 17. And really, it's not all his fault, because his father made him that way. The truth of the matter is, the father favored him. The father loved him more than the others. And the father did all these things. And so we need to take a lesson from that. You know, I have two children. And sometimes right now, my son and I seem to have more in common than my daughter and I. But I've got to be careful that I don't favor my son, because I love them equally. And sometimes I have more in common with my daughter. And so it's not a favoritism thing, and it's hard, because if you favor one kid and you talk to one kid, the other kid will act out to try and get your attention because they want dad's attention and mom's attention. And so you have to be so careful, and many a child and a family has been ruined because parents just decided to favor one kid above another. Maybe that's what happened when you were growing up. Maybe you're still hurt about it. Your brother or sister always was mom's favorite or dad's favorite and always got the good stuff, and you always got the bad stuff, and good things happen to them and bad things happen to you, and it's something that you're bitter about. And, you know, Joseph's character was shaped by being sold into slavery and what he had to stand up for in that heathen land of opposition. You know, Joseph might not have been the picture of Jesus Christ and the type of Christ that he is, that he was, if he had not been sold into slavery. If he'd just been brought up in peace with the other kids, and they'd all not liked him, but he'd been dad's favorite, and he'd ended up inheriting, you know, what he inherited, and all the kids had hated him, and so on and so forth, he might have just been a really terrible person. But the fact that he was sold into slavery, and the fact that these things happened to him, the things that, as Joseph says at the end of the book of Genesis, towards the end, you all meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And so there's a lot of times when things that are meant for evil turn out to be good things. And the truth of the matter is that in your life, if you had a childhood where favoritism was shown, and you've suffered because of it, that has helped to shape you into what you are today. And you can use that in a positive way. And you can use that to help your own children and not make the same mistakes. Because there are things that may have happened to you that upset you. And there are things, if you were to repeat those same mistakes with your own children, it might push your children totally away from God and totally over the edge. And so you've learned from the way you were brought up not to do the same thing. Do not show favoritism. It was a mistake that Jacob made, and the result of it was, as we'll see as we read on, is that he lost his son. He lost his son, the son that he rejoiced in, that he loved. He spent years thinking that his son was murdered by a wild animal, all because of the way that he treated Joseph, the favoritism he showed him, the loving Joseph more than the other kids, to provoke the other kids to jealousy so that the other kids felt like they had to get rid of their brother. I'm not saying what they did was right, but it's understandable with the way that Joseph was. And it's understandable that Joseph was the way he was because of the way that Jacob, his father, treated him. And so we need to be careful to treat our children with equal love and equal affection. Liking, we may like one thing about this one, but we can find something to like about the other one and to enjoy with this one that we can't enjoy with this one, and then to enjoy with this one that we can't do with the other one. And so we can find a way to balance it out, but it's a terrible thing to create a child who is favored and who knows it. And so we as parents need to avoid doing that. And if that's happened to you, you need to avoid repeating the same mistakes that your parents made. If you've never been saved, Jesus Christ didn't show favorites. He died for all. And He invites all to be saved. And you can be saved if you'll today turn to Jesus Christ in faith and trust Him to be your personal Savior. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for this story of Joseph. I thank You, Lord Jesus Christ, that You died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead. Pray if anyone listening is not saved, that they will trust You as Savior. But I praise Your name for this story of Joseph. I pray You'll help us to not show favoritism towards our children. And I pray that people that are hurt because of things that happened when they were children can use those things not as stumbling blocks, but as stepping stones to move forward in life. So we do pray and we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to today's message, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. If you missed our Saturday night broadcast, please check that out. Brother Johnny Coffey gave a good study from the book of Proverbs. And we'll see you on Wednesday evening for our midweek study. God bless you. Have a great week.